Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
This episode of the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast is brought to you by Paymaya.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zeta Zane.
Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
Hey, this is TJP, the Phil-Am Flash, and you are listening to Stan, Ro, Chino, and Camos on the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
You are listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast, and I'm sort of beginning to lose track kung pang ilang episode na natin to in the super kaduper extreme bajillion enhanced community quarantine eras.
It's number four. This is the fourth episode of the ECQ.
All right, number four. Stan C here. I'm joined by Romaran, who you just heard. Chino Liao also with us. Raf Camus also on the line. How's it going,
fellas? Hey.
Hey guys, you know what day it is? Because I don't.
I know what day it is. It's a day where everyone unites against Coco Pimenta.
Oh, wait. We have a lot to say about that. But before we do that, konting positivity muna, because our friends from Paymaya are actually one against COVID-19. And they've been partnering with several organizations from Red Cross, UNICEF, and Caritas Manila. So all of our Paymaya users can actually select which cause you want to help. And if you want to do that, all you have to do is to check out donate.paymaya.com for the list of current partners and for the partners that will be added as we go along. Now to donate, all you have to do is to click pay bills in the app, and you just need to put 00000, or that's five zeros, in the account number and the amount you're willing to donate, which I hope is not just five zeros, right? So it's that easy. I actually just did it right before we started recording. So let's do our part from home. Let's donate from home. Let's help from home.
Is there a minimum amount for a donation? It's a mismong app. Is there a limit or is there a minimum? No, you can give whatever.
I think you can give whatever amount. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. So do that and do that now. Okay, so sometime we'll start. Sa nega or sa positive?
I think we should get the negative out of our system.
Get it all out of the system, man. If you hold it in, you get cancer. But putang ina ko, kopumintel, mamatay ka.
Okay, so for those of you who've been living under a rock, and for those of you who missed the grand brouhaha that happened over social media last night,
and for people who are outside the country and not paying attention, we have a couple of listeners.
Sure. One of our senators here in the great Republic of the Philippines, Coco Pimentel, tested positive for COVID-19. So he was the second senator to announce that he tested positive. But the kicker was that he had exposed himself to an entire delivery room for pregnant women.
Exposed himself?
Well,
he had exposed them.
Sorry. He had exposed these people in the delivery room to the virus.
He basically contaminated the hospital.
Which was Makati Medical Center. So his wife is pregnant. She's reportedly due to give birth in a few days.
Pause. Not give birth, for a C-section. A planned C-section.
Is that not giving birth?
No, there's a difference.
They're doing the procedure prematurely because the wife is only at 37 weeks pregnant.
That is way too early.
Yeah, right. So, and they say that this is going to happen because apparently the wife is showing symptoms of the disease as well. So they wanted to preempt waiting for the baby to come out because the baby might have it as well, I guess.
We're actually not sure if the virus can be passed on via childbirth. I'm not a doctor, so I wouldn't really know. But the bigger issue here is that an adult who was a carrier of the virus or who tested positive for the virus was at a hospital where there are vulnerable frontliners and where there are other pregnant women who are even more vulnerable to whatever disease COVID-19 can cause, diba? So it caused a huge uproar over social media. Everyone is angry. From a scale of zero to Coco Pimentel, how angry are you? Yeah.
Hindi lang hospital kasi yung nadamay, di ba? It was later found out that Coco Pimentel, in his infinite wisdom, decided to pay a visit to SNR in Taguig.
BGC. BGC, right? Man.
Beside Skinny Mike's. Okay, I'm gonna start. I just want to say thank you to Makati Medical Center and to SNR for being very diligent and for really standing up for themselves and sticking to their guns about it. Because in these times of selective justice and selective compassion, it's high time to hold people accountable. And you know, I just have to commend them for really putting in the effort to hold the senator accountable for his actions.
What's even worse, I think, is that ang yabang-yabang ni Paring Coco. So he pretty much tries to justify himself and tries to defend himself by saying that he had to be there. But obviously, whether he knew of the test results or not, he knew he was at risk. And that is super bad form for him.
It's all idiotic. It's also very idiotic on his end.
No, I think it can't be credited to ignorance anymore. This is just negligence on a conscious level. Like, he knew he was sick, and yet he still did these things. Like, it's been blasted all over the news. He's a senator, for crying out loud. How can he not know that he should have stayed at home? That's impossible.
I should have stayed at home.
Hold on, I don't condone people calling him an idiot or calling him stupid. Kasi clearly, may utak yung tao eh. Kasi he graduated top of his class, blah, blah, blah. Got himself a law degree, blah, blah, blah. The fact na meron kang utak and the fact that you already know what the guidelines and the protocol are and you still willingly and conscientiously broke them, that is a sign of irresponsibility, selfishness, and self-entitledness. And that's the bigger crime here. If it can be considered a crime, the fact that you willingly and conscientiously put others in harm's way.
Yes, that is exactly the point of this whole anger directed towards him. He had a choice, he made the wrong choice, and now he's just it's flabbergasting is what it is.
You're using flabbergasting right.
Yeah.
No way. I want to say that. You might think that it was ignorance or arrogance, but I do think it was also a little bit of stupidity because he didn't think about how people would react to the entire episode. Did he really not realize that people would find out, get mad to this degree, to this scale?
Yeah, so here's the thing. But people are now reacting on social media and people are using the hashtag #Halalan2022. And the sad fact is the joke is on you because he just got reelected last year. And his term ends in 2025. And then, he's not eligible to run again for the Senate until 2028.
Ah. That's but you see, Stan, this also extends to his party members as well. So there's a bit of party politics there since he is admin-aligned. So their non-movement against him, non-sanctioning of him, also plays into this. So remember what type of people they are protecting as well. There is that factor.
No, I don't think there are repercussions against the party. You have to remember, Camus, we're a cult.
No, within the party. Right? Within the party. Within their party. That's the thing.
He's the president of their party. How is he going to get affected?
They have to remove him at some point. Call for his resignation. Something. Hold him accountable.
No, I agree with Camus. Somehow the trolls are already disowning him. So at this point, parang to save political face, most likely they're gonna do some sort of culling here. We don't know what it is yet, but they should be making a move if they know what's good for them.
I hope so. I'd like to see that. You know, I would prepare my popcorn for that if that were to ever happen. You know, I'm surprised that all of us have remained relatively light about this. No, walang nag-sprack talaga. Like, we managed to get through this section of the podcast without spracking. So let's shift gears while we're in a good place right now and talk about Rusev.
We haven't seen good guy Rusev! Good guy
Rusev. We haven't seen Rusev on TV in a while, but he made headlines on social media for an act of kindness, which was donating $20,000. To yung mga WWE staff whose income would be affected by the pandemic. Yep, and it's way more than Braun Strowman ever pledged.
Apparently, freelancers. Apparently, freelancers though, your mouth group. Is that true?
I wouldn't be surprised.
If that's the case, that is terrible.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be surprised that happens in the WWE basically. Because your wrestlers kind of freelance, technically no work, no pay. So I would also assume that from time to time, meron talaga production crew na freelancers din.
Actually,
I assume siguro.
Not just yung production crew, but even the security. So this is the tweet, and I'm going to quote it verbatim. He said,
"In
Bulgaria, we say it's not a lot, but it's from the heart. I pledge $20,000 to any of my WWE extended family that are sitting at home without income. We can't do it without y'all, production, security, etc. Love y'all." End quote.
Okay, so you guys remember that big burly man from Australia who usually travels with the WWE crew when they come through Manila, the bodyguard of Sheamus, that guy?
Yeah.
I was able to get a word in. Yeah, at some point. Now he has his own company, and when they get recruited for gigs like this, they do take on like a freelancer type contract. So if
wait, ito yung kamukha ni Tyson Tomko, diba?
Yup, yes. That big burly mofo. Yeah. That guy, he operates under those circumstances. So you can imagine like the WWE guys have like X number of like bodyguards when they travel, diba? And then depending on like if they're rolling through East Coast, West Coast, international, it depends who's traveling with them. So from time to time, it would change. So I think a freelancer contract is not outside of the, you know, outside of the norm for a setup like that.
Yeah, I'm just really impressed. Now he went out of his way to actually pledge this. You know, not every wrestler would actually do it. Considering now Rusev is also twiddling his thumbs right now. He doesn't have a storyline. I don't know if he's going to be at Mania or whatever.
Or if he's after Mania, yeah.
Yeah, it's just really an act of kindness that I think is worth commending because, you know, he didn't have to do this. And, you know, in the same light, the last time we recorded, we were talking about Braun Strowman and how tone-deaf and insensitive he came off. So, it's very heartwarming. It's very refreshing to see this from someone else.
Yep.
No, I think it's also, we could also thank Rusev's immigrant background because he came over from Bulgaria. Started from scratch basically, and he knows what it's like to, you know, not have a regular job or anything. Whereas, you know, Braun Strowman is the son of a baseball player, so I'm pretty sure he has been stable all his life. So good on Rusev for doing the right thing.
Yeah, considering Rusev had to come from such roots, is a big factor into why he's so generous. And I mean, right now we don't see him on TV, but as far as I know, he's actually doing a movie with Lana. He's one of the executive producers, if I'm not mistaken. So for him to even just consider doing this and actually push through with it, it just says a lot about the man.
Yep, good guy Rusev.
Good guy Rusev, and a belated happy birthday Lana, who turned a year older just the other day.
Oh, well, that's nice.
All right.
Do we have anything else from like wrestlers doing good things? Because I got one after this. Like, if you
yes, okay, go.
All right, guys.
Wrestlers doing good things.
So, on a local level, this week, I know that my stable mates Gemerlin and Cali Nueva are going to be auctioning off some things. Gemerlin, in particular, is doing some ring worn gear. Like, she's auctioning this off for the production of PPEs through a friend of hers. So if anyone wants to support that, go check out her Facebook and Twitter page for unique bids. Like, that's going all on. Right. By the time this is up, that should be out.
What is Cali doing?
He's doing some art. I don't know specifically what, but by the time this episode is up, it should be there. So I'm just putting the word out, guys. Na, y'all's watch out for us. Naughty Boys are coming in full effect very soon.
Was this your way of putting yourself over, Gabos?
Chino, there is no need to put myself over. You want me to put myself over? I can do that. Magsasprak.
No. Ito, hamos. Ano yung inambag mo?
Yeah. Because you're saying naughty boys, us. There's a lot of us here. Not a lot of you.
Yep. You want to talk about my day job, Chino? You want to start talking about my day job?
No, I'm just pointing out what Ro called out.
There's I know. I get what y'all saying, but you wait for it. Do you want Camus V1 gear to go for auction?
What else?
What the
hell? Auction mo yung sapatos mo.
Yes.
Sinong
Jordan for Camus?
Actually, no. I do have one pair that I could auction off.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it.
Was the same shoe size as Camus, a size 13.
Actually, you know who does? Boss Red.
No, I am a size 13 as well. So.
But you don't like sneakers, Chino.
You also don't like me. You also don't like me.
Do you think I wear all the time loafers?
I thought you were like a sneakerhead. You question why people are sneakerheads.
No, I am not a sneakerhead per se, pero magsusot naman ako ng sapatos. Sapatos pa rin yan.
Oh, sige. So, kung in-auction ko to for 12,000 pesos, babayaran mo ba? Hindi.
If you accept credit cards, you will probably take
it. I will think about it sincerely.
All right, co-host, I'm holding you to that. But I'll think about it, dude. I have other things that I can auction off, but I'm not in the business of auctioning and producing stuff just now, okay? Like, day job's taking its toll with efforts and stuff. If anyone wants to talk to me about that, message me individually.
Yeah, no, Adam's actually doing his part in this pandemic, so...
It is fucking exhausting.
Sorry, have we also talked about before? I can't remember if we did. That John Moxley has also been donating.
Yeah,
secretly.
I said that like last episode, like as a throwaway. Yeah. But yeah, okay. He's not
secretly been donating to indie promotions, right?
Yeah, I would say the guy's done at least three. Like the internet's come across about three, and then I mean the only other person that we know has come out in public saying that he's donating to indie wrestlers is Ali, who did it for the Chicago show that Pro Wrestling Tees put on, I think, last week. Yeah.
Good on them. I wonder what Vince is doing, per se.
Vince is Republican.
He's trying to mount WrestleMania too big for one night. That's what he's doing.
Sana bayaran niya yung staff na.
No, you know, Vince is not a mouth, like a, what's this called? Isn't fucking people over on a labor, like on a labor edge. But I don't know, man. At least for this show, just let him get it over with. Then we can grill him about how he's going to handle this bullshit.
Hey, but, you know, before we move on, I just want to talk about yung possibility of an off-season. Because there have been rumors about it. May konting dirt sheet chatter about WWE putting their programming on hold after WrestleMania. And the reason na tinutuhog na lang nila to is so that they can get over it and then give everyone a break, just like everybody else. So, who knew this was actually going to happen?
Well, you know...
If it does happen,
Yeah, it's like it's one of those things that it was a scenario I was playing in my head when we found out that WrestleMania was still going to go on by hook or by crook. And I was like, so does that mean there's a Raw after Mania, or does the Raw after Mania happen 3 months after? 2 months after? 6 months after? Whenever it happens, I don't mind.
Yeah, it's really just surprising that all it took for an actual off-season is a pandemic.
You know, it's even more surprising that it took a pandemic. It took a pandemic, a globally affecting pandemic, to just change how things are done. There are even talks of how the WWE is going about its business from now on. Is this going to force Vince to actually push through with the tier system on the network? Is he going to push through with selling pay-per-views to the likes of ESPN? Nobody knows, but because it's a thing that nobody expected to happen. So it doesn't just affect how we view the business or how we view the sport, but how the business is actually run.
What's happening there on that level with the selective pay-per-view seeding, basically, is Vince like trying to spread spread and how do you say this? Give people exclusives on other streaming services outside of the network. If you think it sounds weird, it is, but from a business sense, it does make enough sense, but you're screwing too many of these loyal fans over in the long run.
Suddenly, the $9.99 paycheck, the $9.99, you call this fee for being on the network, isn't sounding so sulit anymore. Hindi na siya sulit bayad. Kasi pag nag-tier ka, ibig sabihin nun, may chance na mas magmahal yung network, di ba?
Yeah, all this talk of streaming services is just really making me applaud all these content providers who have made things free while we're all stuck at home. So shout out to NBA League Pass. Shout out to Pornhub Premium. Have you guys subscribed?
Tagal na, sir.
Yeah.
Premium?
To Premium, really? As in, you pay?
I had a Premium account for a while that I just reactivated.
Yeah, I tried it once, but parang feeling ko hindi ko siyang sasulit masyado.
Yeah. I was curious.
We should definitely try that again.
Well, I gave it a try last night, and I am not regretting the decision so far.
Also, Audible, audiobook company Audible is putting up a free month of audiobooks online. So if you want to, you know, use this time to learn something, check that out as well. And Scribe.
Scribe. I was gonna say, Chino, stop promoting other audio listening content. We need to people to listen to us.
Audio books naman yun eh. Book ba tayo? This is
the audio content. They still need their ears. They can only listen to one thing at a time.
This is the podcast, sir, where we just shout at each other for an hour.
Less than an hour.
Oh, tama na. Baka mamaya mag-spack na naman kayo ng sobre-sobre.
Okay.
One last thing that we need to talk about before we get to the last stretch of our March Madness WrestleMania bracket. I got to talk about AEW. And there were two big things that happened this week on the show. So on Dynamite, there was that face-to-face confrontation between Chris Jericho and Matt Hardy. And then there was Brody Lee. You know, you get used to calling a guy a name for so many years. So Brody Lee. Yeah. Brody Lee, FK, Luke Harper. So there was a vignette of him having steak, being like a Vince McMahon parody of sorts. And then he debuted in the ring against QT Marshall, right? What are your thoughts on the way that they're packaging and presenting Brody Lee so far? Because for me,
Go first.
Yeah. For me, I like the sight of him being in a suit, being the leader of a crew, and being this domineering guy na talagang walang pakialam for the people he's under. So yung typical type A na bossing na you can't fuck with him. And it's high time na he gets this type of role. I've never seen him in this role, and it's a role I want to see him thrive in.
Was I the only one who picked up on the fact na he was sort of parodying Vince, like with the sneeze, the whole daddy eats first thing?
Ako ayoko yung fact that they're using him as a tool against the WWE. Like, I know the WWE did him dirty, but at the same time, this guy is so much more talented than just to be a pawn in this game.
It's so TNA moves. TNA use, for those who don't understand the reference, back in TNA's high peak, they were doing a lot of gimmicks and angles and references to how WWE was always just the other company, superior than them. So they're always taking shots. And to me, this is so minor league for them to do. AEW should be minding their own business. Kahit na maybe may pagkabitter si Brody Lee for having been treated badly in WWE. It's just not good form for them.
Yeah, they need to give Brody Lee more depth here. Like, sayang siya. He's the leader of this cult, and all he does is mock Vince McMahon. I mean, come on, that's not.
Guys, it's been a week. It has been a week. The setup for the Dark Order Kalokohan has been what? Ongoing for months now?
No, but to me, kasi, this week was such a disjoint from just such a disconnect from last week, from when he debuted. When he first appeared, like that time he was like being so menacing and threatening, and then now this week in that dinner segment, it was kind of like a cartoonish evil boss character to me. I don't know if anyone else picked up on that.
Oh, but I mean, he's so cartoonish. It's like it's a real person. Like I can imagine a person like that. I can imagine.
Yeah, I have worked for a boss like that, but
we ain't gotta talk about bosses.
You know, in a way, kasi to me it was kind of outlandish, even if it is somehow grounded in reality. Parang it di lang nag-sync yung tone from last week's appearance to this week's.
I don't know about you, Ro, but for me, like, if they want to just get this shit out of the way, get it out of their system, and then they can move on to actually giving him layers and depth as a character, then go right ahead. And I trust AEW at this point to actually do that. So if they can get this shit out of their system, then sige na, go na, just do it.
Sana mag-iba siya next week. Sana there is more to, you know, just being him being a dick boss. I'm hoping. That's just what I'm seeing now.
Yeah.
Yes, speaking of, are you guys talking about AEW?
I was just going to bring up another, just one last quick bit on Brandi Rhodes being the announcer. Like, I think it's hilarious. I think it's a funny joke. Well, obviously, you know, there are some real life situations that made this happen. The fact that Justin Roberts can't travel for whatever reason. I just think it's funny. Now, Brandi's back to ring announcing when it's clearly something she didn't like and that she doesn't like to do. Tapos they incorporated it in her character. And hindi ko lang din gusto kasi parang, di ba, they were already trying to make her like the manager of the Nightmare Collective and all that. And now all of a sudden, that's down the drain. So there's a bit of a disjoint in her character as well. Parang nag-surface lang yung how funny it is na ring announcer na siya ulit. Kaya I've been letting that fact slide.
Well, it was just, it's funny to me that with the Nightmare Collective, it's not as consistent as any of the other stables, eh? Diba? Like, weren't they not a thing once anymore and then suddenly bumalik sila? And now they have this extra guy in QT Marshall. It's not as consistent.
No, QT isn't part of the collective. He's part of the Nightmare family. Like, apparently there's a difference. The Nightmare Collective was in heel group, you know, Brandy and Kong and the Bald Girl, or you know, whatever her name was. And then yung Nightmare family is yung mga resbak ni Cody. So, you know, Arn Anderson, Dustin Rhodes, Tommy Dreamer, Stephen Amell, QT Marshall.
They should have come up with a different name, man. It's confusing.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure it's probably going to be explained on like AEW Dark, which neither of us watch.
Yeah, but
all right, Chino, is there some?
Wait,
sorry,
just a quick bit. Just a quick bit on Dark this week. They're working with a lot of like local talent from like out of work local talent, and Tony Khan.
Oh, that's who those were. Okay.
Yeah, it's like they're local indie guys. Like literally everyone on Dark has a match with a local indie guy.
Yes. Okay.
So Tony Khan went on Twitter and was like, "Yo, guys. Okay, we know there are a lot of out of work wrestlers, so we're putting them on Dark."
Okay, because I was wondering, I was watching Dark, one of the only times I actually do, like, fully throughout. And I was wondering who all these guys were and why they were getting such high-level talent as opponents. Like, I don't know whatever the tag team that faced the Nightmare family did to get that match, but now it actually makes sense. Because, AEW is trying to throw them a bone.
Well, it's not just throwing them a bone. It's more like also, this is what AEW said they were going to come out to do. Be this type of organization. Can you it's one of those deals na, okay.
Are they going to sign these guys? Is that
no, no, that's the thing. You can't sign everyone. And AEW itself has a problem with signing too many people. At the end of the day, kasi, it's like WWE couldn't even be bothered to bring up too many. Like, okay, how many developmental guys were on Raw this week, no? Like, three guys? Somebody back
there? Yeah, Brendan Vink and, like, Leon Ruff. Yeah, like, two guys.
Yeah, two
Shane
three
Thorne guys. Gonna count
Shane him. Thorne, okay, Shane Thorne. Shane Thorne counts to a degree. But there were enough, like, guys who were available, who made themselves available, and worked as well, in, for lack of a better term, enhancement talent. But AEW gave these guys like, okay, we know you're out of work, we know you're not going to be able to get a paycheck for a while, so let's put you on TV, let's see what we can do for you. And they're helping elevate guys that probably won't get elevated in the long run if they were stuck at home on their asses in self-quarantine, diba? It's a good thing. Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a big thing. I'm not saying it's not a good thing. I'm just saying nabibigla lang ako with all the random faces I'm seeing now. So I wish there's a long-term plan for all these guys. You hindi sila umaasa na every week they'll just job to like Jake Hager or some time. You know, I'm all for having fresh faces on TV.
I was gonna say the guy who got Jake Hager is actually pretty good. Like if you look for his other stuff, he's like I remember.
Rondo, right?
Yeah, I remember. So, I remember him from like a random indie show that I caught a while back.
Any other stuff from AEW or like NXT that you guys want to get into?
Hey, speaking of NXT, they are showing all the, or going to start to show all the matches scheduled for TakeOver Tampa on NXT TV starting April 1st, I believe.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for reminding me, Chino. So, yeah, so that's happening starting April 1 US time, April 2 dito sa Pinas. That will be the week right before WrestleMania. So we're going to start seeing these matches, right? That's why tinuloy na nila yung stories this week, including qualifiers for the ladder match for the women. I think this is a good move, yeah. I think this is a great move on their end to keep the stories going and to keep putting out some form of content. And unlike Raw and SmackDown, I kind of trust NXT to at least keep chugging along. Like, I don't think they really need an off-season because their schedule isn't as grueling as Raw and SmackDowns are.
They don't need an off season, man. They just need to pick and choose who goes up there. Because
yeah, medyo revolving door kasi sila.
Yeah,
it's not like all the guys who are on NXT appear on NXT every week, diba?
Yeah. So the deal with NXT is that you have too many guys that are doing the live loop, too many guys that are, you know, not necessarily languishing. I mean, you have them pop up every now and then, but you have guys the caliber of Austin Theory who are just being picked up this week for ideas that are going to play out maybe over the next 2-3 weeks. So if you look at NXT right now, they are way stacked and there are so many guys that are waiting in the wings or that need to come up and have like a small program. But, you know, we're getting to the point where if you look at how many guys you can run on TV, you can probably run maybe 3-4 months without having the same guy appear and have everyone else that's TV ready, not necessarily the entire PC go bananas. But you have guys that can just slot into that level of programming that NXT is doing, even if, you know, they take a break. So I'd say after all of this, you know, let the stories wrap up and then give these guys a break and have them join the off season, but keep putting emphasis on those other guys. Diba?
Yes. Yeah. Works for me.
All right.
Okay. So we've tackled everything wrestling related, I guess, for the week. SmackDown isn't going to happen until Saturday, Manila time. So we'll talk about that along with Raw on our next episode. Yeah. For now, let's get to some fun stuff. We've got the third installment of our March Madness here on the Wrestling Podcast. So if you haven't heard it yet, please do check out the last two episodes. Sinimulan namin two episodes ago with the first round with 32 matchups. That means we put 64 of the most memorable WrestleMania matches and we put them head-to-head against one another in a very randomized bracket. That's why some first-round matchups were more contentious than others. And we did the second round in previous episodes. So now we are down to the Sweet 16 and hopefully we can finish it off and crown a winner before we all have to go have dinner.
Gago.
Right?
We can definitely do this.
I think we can do this. Yeah, we're recording this on Thursday afternoon. It's 5:05 p.m. on my watch. And you know, for a lot of us, since we're all at home anyway, we're all eating dinner at 6. So, Ro, as the bracket master, can you fill us in again?
Guys, please.
See. Ro, can you just do a quick rundown of the Sweet 16 for us?
All right. It's okay. Hold up. First, we got the triple threat from WrestleMania 20, Edge versus Del Rio, WrestleMania 27, Edge versus Undertaker, WrestleMania 24, Savage Steamboat from WrestleMania 3, Bret Hart, Steve Austin, 13, HBK, Razor Ramon, ladder match, the triple threat from WrestleMania 30, Miz versus Cena for the WWE Championship, Brett versus Owen, HBK versus Flair, Triple Threat Ladder Match, Kofi Mania, Austin versus HBK, hold on, Rock versus Hogan, HBK versus Kurt Angle, and the TLC match, TLC 1.
TLC 1.
All right, lots of very memorable matches there. And again, these brackets are so random na hindi, until now, ako, di ko pa rin alam kung sino magkakalaban sa Sweet 16. So, yeah, so that's how random.
That was in order. That was in order.
Oh, you may match up.
Yes, sir.
All right,
let's begin.
Quick recap of the rules. Sige, so Ro is going to be dictating your matchups, and then we all get to cast a vote. And in the event of a tie, kind of like what we had in the last episode, Babyface producer Ryan steps in with a coin. He will flip it and tells the result after we call kung anong side yung match na yun.
Brother.
Game.
Let's do it. All right. Yep.
First match of the Sweet 16 round.
Sweet 16.
the Triple Threat, Voldemort versus Shawn Michaels versus Triple H, WrestleMania 20. Versus Edge versus Del Rio. I think it's pretty clear here.
Yeah, Triple Threat for me.
Triple Threat, easy.
The weeds are cut here. Next up, Edge versus Taker going up against Savage Steamboat.
Ooh. This is easier for me than it is for Stan.
Because, yeah, me too.
I mean, you have to give it to Savage Steamboat in this scenario, and it's one of those. It's one of those. Yeah, I hate to see it, but wala.
It holds up. I do think it holds up.
Yeah, it does. I mean, we wouldn't be talking about it many years later had it not held up so well.
No, actually, yeah. I'm saving my argument for that match when we get the final four, because this one's making final four, baby.
I'm gonna vote for Edge Taker kasi talo na rin naman eh. I'm just gonna give it a pity vote.
Go ahead.
Fair enough.
Do you?
Next up, Hart versus Austin, WrestleMania 13 versus the Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon ladder match.
God damn it! You know, I hate this ladder match. I hate this ladder match.
Why? As in you really
because everyone that it goes up against, it's like I'm rooting for the other guy. I'm always rooting for the other guy. That's the problem here. Oh, shit.
See, I like both of these enough to say that if it does go to a tie, I want it to be mad.
Okay.
I'll let things
I don't even vote, mo.
Kay Wuna. I will vote to tie.
I will vote for Brett Austin.
I think I will too.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's three. There's no tie.
Okay, there's no tie. Okay, Brett Austin. Yeah.
Wow.
Hell, what a run by the Razor Ramon.
Why do you hate this match, though?
No, I don't hate it. It's just look at who they took out. Like, go back. Every fucking time I have to defend the other side of the coin. Like, the past episodes, it's like, it's frustrating for me, but. No, it's a great match. Like, okay, I will, because I shot on it last episode, I do have to say, yeah, it's innovative, yeah, it's great, yeah, it's a technical masterpiece, it does a lot, but holy hell, the ascendancy of Austin is hard to, that's hard to beat.
All right, so the next matchup, the Triple Threat from WrestleMania 30, going up against Miz Cena. I think this is pretty clear here.
Yeah, WrestleMania 30.
Yeah,
does this need to be said?
Cena, the joke now.
I'm sorry, it's a worthy opponent to fall to. Like honestly.
Moving forward, we got Brett versus Owen, WrestleMania 10, going up against Shawn Michaels versus Ric Flair. This is tough. I think unang tough matchup at that.
No, I've got HBK Flair for me, man. HBK Flair.
I love you, sir. Okay,
Stan, but fuck you. Owen versus Brett. I think I've watched that match maybe like three times this year because it's so good.
Might go back and watch.
That's the one that I keep going back to watch if I need to like, if you want to watch something that is both story and both technical and how you merge those two things, I watch this match.
But technically, you HBK Flair.
And I was going to say,
It's not a technical masterpiece.
It is a great WrestleMania moment. It is one of the quintessential WrestleMania moments. But if you step outside of Mania, it's like, it's alright. Like, it makes you feel things. But from a worker standpoint and somebody who appreciates, you know, the craft a lot more, I have to give it to the Hart brother matchup.
Not the Heartbreak Kid.
Not the Heartbreak Kid, sorry.
Yeah, I am going to go for the Hart Foundation in this one. This is...
Chino!
I want to make this a tie.
Yes.
I'll vote for HBK.
The only way that you can settle this fair is with a coin flip.
I don't mind it going
to a coin flip. Yeah, that's yeah.
All right, Ryan, we call upon you and your coin. Do you have one there, would you?
Yes, I do. All right, sige. Okay, 3, 2.
Our producer is looking for a coin.
Sorry.
No, you're invoking the services of babyface producer Ryan.
Hello, hi.
You have a coin.
Yes, I do. All right, sige.
You have a coin.
Yes, I do. All right.
All right, sige. Heads is Brett Owen. And tails is HBK Flair. Please flip the coin.
All right. 3, 2, 1. It's heads.
Heads. Yes. Okay. It's, Brett Owen. So, yeah, not a bad way to advance.
Not a bad way to decide things, yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right. Next up, we got the triple threat ladder match.
Son of a bitch.
Going
Son
up
of a bitch.
Against Kofi Mania.
This is the last matchup of the 16, diba?
Diba?
No, it's not. Diba.
Halfway pa lang.
Okay.
Tang ina. Kofi Mania. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm also going to go for Kofi Mania.
I was going to go for the ladder match.
Bigger stakes. Kahit na may recency bias, may bigger stakes pa rin eh.
Yeah.
Oh, we have TLC later anyway. Next up. Austin versus HBK going up against The Rock versus Hulk Hogan.
Oh, son of a bitch. Rock Hogan for me. Rock Hogan for me does a little bit more than Austin HBK.
I would say Austin HBK still for me because this was peak Austin.
Yeah, but Rock versus Hogan was, oh my God, that was something special, man.
I will vote again to make it a tie since it's pretty tough then, I think.
Okay.
I want to go with Austin HBK because
coin flip number two.
Coin flip number two. Okay, got
number
it.
Two, Ryan. Let's do this.
All right.
Back to back.
Heads, Austin HBK. Tails, Rock Hogan.
All right. Coin flip in 3, 2, 1. It's heads.
Okay. Austin HBK again.
God damn it.
Another attitude era or old school match goes in that is Elite Eight. All right, I think last name Sweet 16. HBK versus Kurt Angle going up against TLC 1.
Ooh.
This is tough. I'll give you this. I wonder if TLC I'm going to vote to make it tie.
I'm going TLC 1. Sorry.
I also want to go TLC 1. Yeah.
Yeah, I
would
think about TLC 1.
When you think about it, because like TLC is a WrestleMania thing. Let's leave it at that. It would be an injustice.
No,
for...
not exactly. I mean, unless you mean TLC 1 being a WrestleMania thing.
TLC 1 was a WrestleMania moment. And that's like, it's a modern WrestleMania moment that I think innovates too much for it not to be in the Final Four at the very least.
Yeah, sure. I agree. I'm gonna agree with Gamas here just because yung legacy of TLC 1 and how it spawned all of these car crashes at WrestleMania. Unlike yung Kurt Angle versus Shawn Michaels, na there are other showcases, there are other technical masterpieces, pero Angle HBK isn't the best of them.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I agree.
Sorry, George. We're going to have to go with TLC 1 here. I think the only clean sweep of this round. We have our Elite Eight. Let's move on.
And this is where things get really, really hard.
Yes, it does.
We whittle it down.
All right, going back to the top of the bracket. WrestleMania 20 Triple Threat going up against Savage Steamboat. I think this is
no, 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 no,
no,
no.
Why
does it have to be this?
God, hey, this is how the game works, man.
Yeah, it's how the game works.
Triple Threat. I'm voting for the Triple Threat.
Wow.
Even if
I will also cast a vote for the Triple Threat at WrestleMania 20.
I'll give my reasoning after. I'm sorry.
No, give your reason now.
Okay.
Yeah, do it now.
Okay, so when you look at, because here's my thing with that Triple Threat match with Voldemort. Everyone here who has nothing better to do, best go on YouTube, Dark Side of the Ring, go watch that.
Okay.
Go watch that, and that's the reason, that's one of the reasons that I, like, if it comes down to this, if it came down to this type of a match where you have to pick between one of your favorite matches of all time and one of the technical masterpieces that is taught to you, that you try and study, that you know, overanalyze and pick apart maybe thrice a year, I cannot in good conscience say that I'm going with my head over my heart, because that's not who I am, man.
On that note, I will vote against you. I will vote for Savage Steamboat just because to me it's a cleaner match. It set the standard for what could be done in the ring back at the time. You didn't really get this kind of match back then in the WWF, in North American wrestling.
It was so ahead of its time. It was so
everyone ahead had to work on the fly, work improv in the ring. So I really want to see this get its due.
I'm going to stick by my vote. And I'm going to keep my vote on the Triple Threat, just because when it comes to stakes and people really getting invested in the match and in the players involved, I think mas umaangat yung Triple Threat over Savage Steamboat. I wasn't alive for Savage Steamboat, pero pinanood ko siya as an adult. And even then, I didn't have that sense of investment na, shit, I really need Ricky Steamboat to beat Macho Man Randy Savage.
Pero yung Triple Threat, it was miserable basis then.
Yeah, but you know, yung iba yung Triple Threat eh, na everybody was rooting for Benoit. Like, there was no way people were gonna accept a Shawn Michaels happy ending. It was not gonna be a happy ending. Shawn Michaels was basically a heel for all intents and purposes in that match.
And nobody liked Triple H at the time either.
Yep.
I'm actually not gonna make this a tie. I am going with the Triple Threat. Because in terms of moments, this stands out more. This is more memorable to me. In terms of longer lasting impacts and legacy, I believe Chris Benoit, while we know he had a tragic end to his life, has one of the more longer lasting legacies.
All right. So if you make it this far, anyway, you're pretty much good.
Anyway, yeah. Let it not be said that every match that has made it to this round is must see. Like, this is required viewing for anyone who listens to this podcast.
Yeah, it's what you show people when they ask you what wrestling is all about. So it's not really a bad list to be a part of.
That's true. So I'm pretty sure we got the good stuff in. Anyway, moving forward, next bracket. Hart versus Steve Austin going up against WrestleMania 30 Triple Threat. Brian Batista.
Oh, tang ina.
I know. Are we applying the same logic here?
Oh, tang ina.
But this time I'll start. This time I'll vote for the Triple Threat.
Why is that?
For the same reasons you guys voted for the Triple Threat at WrestleMania 20.
Yeah, let's make it interesting for the final four: Triple Threat versus Triple Threat. I'm gonna vote for Brian Batista and Orton here. Sige. Let's make it fun.
I can't in good conscience not vote for Stone Cold at this point. So I'm sorry. I love that match. Like, I remember seeing this match like as a kid, and then my mom walking in on me and being like, "Holy shit, this guy is bleeding that much."
Yeah.
And then it was like, this was one of the reasons like she sort of throttled my wrestling watching patterns as a kid. No, but this match in particular is one of the reasons. And I was like, I'm sorry, but it was magic, and I love it.
Okay, fair enough.
I am also going to vote for Austin Hart.
We have a tie.
Austin Hart is... It's just so memorable to me. And
it's too good. It's too good.
The 9-year-old me will fight the 33-year-old me.
All right.
If I don't vote for it.
So, I think both Chinos will die in that fight.
Yes.
Anyway. 9-year-old Chino can go, man. How dare you?
Okay. All right. Ryan, we must call upon you once again.
All right.
For your coin flipping powers. All right, heads, heart, Austin, tails, triple threat. Please go ahead.
All right, coin flip in 3, 2, 1. Ooh. Tails.
Yes.
All right.
Again, so we're getting triple threat versus triple threat.
Yes, we are. Once again, it's not a bad thing to fall in this round.
No, it's not.
Okay, next matchup. Brett versus Owen going up against Kofi Mania, I think.
God damn it!
Yeah, right?
So hard.
I so live hard. For Travis's reactions at this point.
It's really tough, I would say.
No, you know what? Okay, you know what? Okay, I think about recency bias now. I think about recency bias and how much Kofi Mania, like that match, that build-up, all of that. And then you look across the board and you're like, there was build-up in it. The brother versus brother thing had a build up. It has a great package. It has a great technical wrestling. Was there Kofi Mania? God damn it!
Okay,
I'm gonna start.
I'm voting for Kofi Mania because Kofi Kingston is a person of color with no prior connections to the wrestling business, and he carved out this path for himself, so the meta-narrative is rich, the kayfabe narrative is equally rich, and the moment was pure bliss when it happened, and I was there for it.
I am also voting for Kofi Mania because I remember that build-up that and that speech Kofi Kingston delivered. It still sticks out to me as one of the best promos I've seen in the WWE, and it just speaks to all of people of color, not just black people, but all everybody who's been held back, everybody who's been discriminated against. It resonates with all of us, and to see somebody succeed in such a big platform is just so inspirational.
You know, it's bigger than some family drama. It's bigger than Star Wars bullshit.
Exactly. Wait, come on, don't use Star Wars and bullshit. And come on,
Stan.
Stan.
Star Wars.
Cabos and I will fight you, Stan.
Hey, Star Wars is at the end of the day an intergalactic family feud.
Stan,
that's what it is.
Stan.
My
lightsaber, my actual lightsaber will cut you the next time you walk into the balay.
After you get out of your ass? Because it's right up your ass right now.
Actually, that's a really casual take because only the movies are a family drama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you take the time to watch freaking Clone Wars, it's great.
Anyway, can we get back to the matter at hand?
Yeah, comes from a guy who hasn't seen the prequels. But anyway, that's...
Can we get back to the matter at hand? Okay, my vote, naman. While I love Kofi Mania, it's a great story in this modern era. When you get into the Final Four, I think you got to be cooking with gas here. So, as much as I love Kofi Mania, I don't think it holds up to Bret Owen to me as a match. That's just my take on it.
God damn it.
Has to fall somewhere, it has to fall now.
You know what? No. I'm sorry. I can't put this to a coin flip. Kofi Mania. No, because I will say this about Kofi Mania. When we got to see a variation of it live in Manila as the main event, I got it na eh. I got it after that na parang... You can see what they wanted to do, how they want to do it, and then we got like what, version 2, version 3, version 4 of that match when they ran it back at WWE Live in Manila, and I'm still amazed at how good it is. Like, we're not like, okay, right now we're talking about how great it is for on multiple levels, but as a wrestling match, I think it will hold up. Like, given the time, it will hold up. But all right, yeah. All right. But yeah, like everyone, please go watch the Hart Foundation brother versus brother match. It is too good to be ignored at all. And if it falls here, it falls here. Voilà.
Again, all these matches are killer.
So you just voted in favor of it, so it doesn't fall here at all.
I know. No. I vote for Kofi Mania.
Brennan Owen fall here. All right, yeah, gotcha. All right. All right, Kofi Mania advances to the final four. Not a bad pick at all. Moving on. Austin versus HBK going up against TLC 1, sir.
Ooh. Austin HBK.
Austin what? HBK, I'm sorry. Austin HBK at this point.
Yeah.
I'm voting for TLC 1.
Hold on. I'm going to ask for a tie here and for a coin flip, and I'm going to vote for TLC 1.
Oh, okay.
How Ryan many coins the tie? Ryan's overworked today.
Overworked. Really? Ryan, let's do this.
All right.
Sorry, I really wanted to vote for TLC 1. All right. Heads goes to Austin HBK and tails goes to TLC 1. Please go ahead.
All right. Coin flip in 3, 2, 1. Tails. It's yes. Tails.
No!
Just for a second, like in the fall of Austin HBK, can we just say that Mike Tyson makes this match so much better?
Yes.
Sure.
I second that opinion. Yes.
I don't think we talked about it at all, like in the arguments for this match. It was always Matic, okay, that's pretty great. But I think it's one of the best uses of a non-wrestling entity ever.
Mm-hmm.
In using him, and it's like, guys, watch it for what a masterclass in PR work and how to use non-wrestling talents properly is like.
Well, you know, it's not just the company using the wrestling talent. It also comes down to the talent willing to play along the way the company wants to use him, right? So it does take two to tango.
That's true.
I was voting in terms of character and the magnitude of personalities involved. And to me, Austin and HBK are some of the biggest names in the industry, especially when compared against the likes of the Dudleys and the Hardys and Edge and Christian.
All right. Okay.
Pero wala tayong magagawa. Yeah, out na siya.
Totally fair. And it went down in the Elite Eight. So, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so move on to the final four and let's wrap this baby up.
So, who's in the final four?
Right, the final four, the two triple threats, Kofi Mania made it to the final four, and TLC 1. So, a lot of added ruthless aggression and modern era stuff. So,
man, the TLC 1 is going bias far. Oh my god!
Older school fans might hate us for this, but to be honest with you, WrestleMania only really started getting good in the 2000s. So this is totally fair.
Yeah, this is fair. Okay, hit it.
All right, game. The first final four matchup is the two triple threats. Okay, this is tough now, which is pretty much boils down to which is the bigger moment here. Without WrestleMania 20, you don't get WrestleMania 30.
That's what I was gonna say then. One had to die for the other to live.
Sorry, Kamas, let me cut you off here.
Go.
I just want to add to Rose's point, because without 20, you can't get 30. You can take it both ways. Pwedeng positive, pwedeng negative. Positive because it set the trend, right? The indie wrestlers, yung mga may underground following. At the same time, looking at it from Triple H's perspective, if Benoit did not do what Benoit did, he wouldn't have had to make the same sacrifice in 30 to put someone like Daniel Bryan over once again.
Oh, fucking hell, man. Because I don't want to make this about which one do you like more.
I think I like both equally.
No. You like one more than the other, and we know that. There is one that you like more than the other. It's just when it comes down to it, I will make the case that 20 is more significant needs more of our attention, needs to be put back on the pantheon of where it is supposed to be, regardless of what happened with Voldemort. Like, sorry, Chris Benoit be damned, that man deserves more attention than it does, and that's why it has to go through to at least the finals for us.
Sige, I'm gonna agree with Promise here, because if you remember the WrestleMania 30 match, and I think a lot of this is lost in history, because a lot of people just remember the Miracle on Bourbon Street and the moment when Batista tapped out to the Yes Lock. But not a lot of people remember anymore that there was a big part of that 30 match na Brian got stretchered out and he was basically taken out. And for me, that was a bit of a downer. It was unlike WrestleMania 20 when Benoit was there from bell to bell and he was actually fighting.
I totally agree with this. Obviously, they're on par when it comes to the level of moment. But if we're going to boil it down to something far baser, we got to boil it down through the quality of the match. And I do think the WrestleMania 20 lineup was a hell of a lot better than the WrestleMania 30 lineup. So I'll definitely give it to the WrestleMania 20 triple threat.
Yeah, I will also give it to the triple threat of WrestleMania 20 because of all the reasons you guys stated.
All right. So with this clean sweep there.
Yeah,
the second match, the final four, is TLC 1 going up against Kofi Mania.
Oh, shit.
It's an easy choice for me.
Yeah, Kofi Mania, man.
Yeah. TLC, this TLC match has had one hell of a run.
It has.
I did not expect it to make it this far.
I'm voting for TLC 1. I'll vote for it.
Okay, because
over Kofi Mania, though? Really?
Over Kofi Mania.
Yeah, because I would understand Rose thinking there, but
it's a more fun match, honestly.
It is. I'll give it. Yeah. And we do love our train wrecks.
Yeah. But obviously, one has to fall, and it's a great run. So I think you guys are voting for Kofi Mania.
Yeah, so the TLC one is the Rob Goddess of this March Madness.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so at least Kai Papano, Daniel Bryan makes it to the finals, right? So, all right, here it is, your final match. WrestleMania 20 going up against Kofi Mania.
How do you even?
I blame the brackets.
The brackets have a problem.
You guys wanted a random bracket.
No, he's right.
I was willing to make it to see all of this by quadrant, by era, but no.
No. This is the most fair. This is the most fair.
No. I think Camus can relate to this the most. Feeling ko yung level of intensity ng 20 versus 30 in the final four. Yun yung totoong finals eh. Parang sa NBA, di ba? Like in this current era, yung Western Conference Finals, yun yung totoong NBA Finals eh. So yun yung nangyari dito, man.
Yeah.
So what's our call? What's your call? I'm sorry.
WrestleMania 20.
I'm going to say this. This has recency bias all over it, no matter who wins.
One more than the other, for sure. Because WrestleMania 20 was like 17 years ago. That's 16 years ago.
But you're forgetting about the dark side of the ring, which Stan saw.
Yeah, right? I'm not really voting with that knowledge.
So if Stan does vote for 20, who's to say na hindi nakapekte yon, right?
All right. Well, it is his vote, and his vote is valid.
Yeah, right. So. Oh, okay, that's fair. That's fine. I'm just saying. It's worth considering.
Okay, so 30? Huh? No, 20, sorry, 20.
You're voting? Who's voting for WrestleMania 20?
I'm voting 20.
I'm also voting 20.
I'm also voting 20, yeah.
It is a clean sweep. Your greatest WrestleMania match so far in 2020 remains the WrestleMania 20 triple threat for the World Heavyweight Championship. Chris Benoit versus Shawn Michaels versus Triple H. Not a bad match to put up on that pedestal, right?
Yeah, is this on the network? Yeah. I'm gonna watch it right now.
It is. It is. I'll
probably watch it later as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can find it.
Yeah. So if you have any negative reactions, definitely, I'm sure there are people who might cry foul at how we're once again glorifying the double murderer and suicide.
No, Michael Lurid has thoughts on this. So
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he will. Yeah. I'm sure he will. But obviously, this is not to condone what he did in his last days of his life, right? So
no, of course not. We are not condoning anything he did. We're just acknowledging the fact that it was a great moment and a great match.
Yeah, and there are two other guys who are not criminals in this match as well.
Yeah.
At least none that we know of.
Yeah, not that we know of so far. So if you have any violent reactions or, you know, concurrences, dissenting opinions, just hit us up.
Yeah, hit us up at us at Wrestling Podcast on Facebook and on Instagram, on Twitter at Wrestling2XPod. You can also hit us up at _StanC, at Roiswar, at Caveman Camus, and at Chino Supersized. All right, fellas, before we get out of here, mag-pick of the week ba tayo?
Yeah, I don't mind. I have picks.
Can I go first with the Johnny Gargano Ciampa promo? Like, honestly, if it's going to end and it's going to end here, this is a good setup for the beginning of the end. And I'm looking forward to the match that actually has to take place now.
All right. All right. I'll go next. I'll just go and pick Darby Allin versus Kip Sabian from this week's Dynamite. Not the best match on the card, but it's the match I like the most.
All right.
I'm picking something. Okay, Stancy, go with that.
No, go na lang. I'm sure you're not going to pick what I'm picking.
Yeah, I'm going to pick something that's super left field. I just saw a clip of the Velveteen Dream wrestling against one of my new favorite wrestlers right now, Orange Cassidy. This match was such a thrall. It's on YouTube. They did it in Evolve a few years back, and they just released it recently. It's such a thrall match. You have to see it to have a great laugh. And we all need a great laugh nowadays.
Right.
All right. And I'm going to pick Dark Side of the Ring, both parts, Chris Benoit. It's really a documentary worth watching, but ang dami ring trigger warnings. Like, it gets really dark in part two. If you thought part two takes that darkness even further. So I advise you to watch it when you've got a relatively clear head, when you're not angry, when you're not really mad.
When you're sober.
Yeah, when you're sober. Hopefully you're not really inundated with all the bad news from all the idiots in our society. Do give it 2 hours of your time.
Definitely will on the weekend.
All right, so those are our picks of the week. If you have any others and you want to send our way, go lang. We have so much time on our hands. Ring of Honor has been releasing a lot of classic matches. So, like, I just saw the El Generico mixtape they put up.
What?
There is an El Generico mixtape.
Nani?
Yeah. So my AJ Styles mixtape.
He just heard jizz in his pants, right?
I know, right? Yeah, yeah. So
I probably seen a bunch of these though.
Yes, obviously. I have not. So that's why it's on my watch list.
Yay.
If you have any other recommendations, wrestling or otherwise, hit me up. I might turn it down though, because I'm still going through Basketball, The Love Story. That's a 62 short film masterpiece. I'm trying to breeze through habang naka-quarantine tayong lahat. Guys, day 12 pa lang ata or day 13. What the fuck?
But it's half of the quarantine so far, right? So assuming they don't extend it, we've made it through half, and that is something to be proud of.
We might
assuming
have.
They don't extend it.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's the sound that Ring of Honor makes when you open their YouTube page. What it was. Because I'm like, oh, where's this? Oh, wow, there's a lot.
We didn't hear it, Camus. We did not hear it at all.
Oh, wala akong narinig. I just hope you guys are taking care of yourselves. I hope you're taking care of your minds while we're all stuck in quarantine, the same way we're taking care of our quarantine beards. So,
I've shaved mine a bit. I've shaved mine a bit.
I haven't touched mine.
Taking care of your minds, if you want to rant, if you want to talk wrestling with any of us, definitely our social media is open. You can just message us on our personal Twitter accounts or our Wrestling Podcast account. So, we should all just, you know, entertain ourselves one way or another.
Yeah, yeah, if you need someone to talk to, if you need a professional to help out, there are some some organizations that are still active. They're willing to offer online services or to give you a call if you need it. I'm going to retweet that. I hindi ko siya kabisado ngayon, but somebody posted that in the Telegram group for the people who've been following the COVID-19 updates. So I'm going to be posting that on my Twitter right after we hit record. So just look for that on my feed.
Also, also from our friends, the Cool Pals, they go live every single night of the week, Monday to Sunday at 7 p.m. They are with us through this entire fiasco. They talk about the latest updates, and they make fun of everything else in between. So if you guys are looking for a good laugh, you can check them out. Also, our friends from City People's Improv Theater, aka Spit, hold a Zoom show online, available on their Facebook page. It's facebook.com/spit. I think it is Spit Manila. I might be wrong. Just Google it. It's an improv show. Yeah, it's an improv show basically held on Zoom. So it's a it's a social distancing show. And tonight they have the same thing, but with a little PowerPoint presentation at the very beginning, care of some improvisers from Third World Improv. So if you're tired of all the Netflix, if you're tired of all the
how can you be tired of Netflix?
Other forms of content, there are alternatives. There are other alternatives there that are not porn, that are comedy.
There, that's fun. That's what I was gonna say.
That's what I was trying to get out, Camus. Thank you for railroading my point. But basically, yes. There's comedy available for everybody because we all need a laugh.
Yeah, and just a last plug. Go check out the PWR page. Our friends Red Oliero and Poch Estrada had a nice chat with TJP earlier while we were all having lunch. So I was able to check in siguro mga halfway through, and I got through the last 30 minutes of it. It was a really fun conversation. They didn't just talk about wrestling. They talked about video games, TJP doing mocap for WWE 2K, and his thoughts on a lot of other stuff. So go check that out, since we all have too much time on our hands.
Yeah. Right,
anything else? Anything else?
No, that's I'm good. Good.
That's I'm good. Good.
Take us home, Sam.
All right. Thank you very much to everybody who's lasted this long, and to all the people who've been part of this experience with us. So we've got at least 2.5 more weeks to go before we're all free. So hang in there. Kaya natin to. And on behalf of Babyface producer Ryan, who's doing a lot of the hard work behind the scenes, and our friends from Podcast Network Asia, who've kept us going with all the content that you've been consuming, and my co-hosts, Ro Moran, Raf Camus, and Chino Liao, my name is Stan C. Thank you very much. Signing out for this episode of the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast, and we are out of here.
Peace.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.